That's a hard one.
All right. So just to review what we said yesterday, okay? Yesterday we proposed, one way of learning the Gemara was that nighttime is not the Zman for Tefillin, meaning there's a prohibition to put on Tefillin at night, right? Which is clear from the Gemara later on. And then we learned that the Machlokas between those three guys, Tanakama, Rav Yaakov, and the Chachamim, very nice Svara, insofar as the rabbinical edict to get your Tefillin off at night. Okay, that's good. But if you guys saw the Rush doesn't agree. The Rush says, no, rather don't learn that Lila is Lazman Tefillin. Truth is, you can wear your Tefillin at night, right? Forget how he learns the Gemara. There's Shitas who hold you can wear Tefillin at night, okay? But of course, the question is, if that's true, so why would you have to take your Tefillin off at night? What are you concerned about? You're going to fall asleep. What happens if you fall asleep with your Tefillin? Seminal emissions, okay? Right, okay, right. All right, so if that's true, if you agree, which the Rush seems to say, that the chashash is what? That you may fall asleep with your tefillin on. So I ask you, we'll put the machlokas back on the board, how do you explain the machlokas then? You understand the question? All right, let's just get the question out there. Well, what we want to know is, how do we understand the machlokas now if you hold that camera tefillin at night? But the chashash, I can wear it at night. And just the Chazal wants you to take it off because you're afraid you're going
to
fall asleep. No.
So who cares?
Okay, let's say this. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about if it's a mitzvah or not. What you should be worried about is there's no problem. There's nothing intrinsic about nighttime that presents a problem. The rabbis just don't want you to have it on because you may fall asleep. So the problem is if I fall asleep, then a problem will emerge. So to make sure you don't fall asleep, you're falling on, take your phone off either at 6, 6:30 or right before you go to sleep. So what's the machlokas? Why would you have... There's the problem. What you have to be careful about is that we're dealing with a concern, a chashash, right? The concern is a person may fall asleep with his tefillin on. We got to be careful. We don't want this to go into, well, what we call in Shir, the international polling system, which means we'll just find out what probability-wise when it's most likely that someone, you know, would fall asleep with his tefillin on. We don't want to go down that road too much. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, but I want to clear two logical possibilities. I'll show you. In other words, it's really easy to get to the core of the issue, in my opinion. It's always, I shouldn't say it's easy, in my opinion. Okay, obviously, the Chazal want to create a chashash. They want to say, we want to say that there's a certain time when a guy has his phone on, we want him to consider taking it off because there's a chashash that could emerge, okay? So the easiest position is always going to be Tanakama. Why?
Tears.
What?
It's the earliest time the Chiyuv is in.
Right, so because when is Zma, okay, let me say this carefully. When is sleep time begin?
Night.
Here. That's easy, right? Okay.
You start running risks, you stop getting healed.
Right, but this makes it Tully in Zman. Or this is just a din in Zman. Or as we say, we take it out of the hands of the individual and say, you know what? This is sleep time, right? Makes sense. It's actually tied halakhically to the phenomenon of Zman. But what are these guys saying, right? So
you divided them up like that?
I didn't divide anyone up. I said, what are these guys saying?
Yesterday we did
one. I said, what are these guys saying? I didn't divide them up yet. Hold on. What are these guys saying? What are they saying?
Not yet. They're saying some sort of other.
Rabbi Yaakov is saying. What are they saying? It's the last
subjective.
Can't just be subjective.
It's on the Gabra.
That maybe, but it can't just be subjective.
No, either.
What generates a chashash? What generates a chashash according to these guys?
So either it's the last mice before you go to sleep.
Well, let's take what we were saying yesterday. There is some truth we were saying yesterday. You're applying here. What did we say yesterday about this guy? Okay, so take that concept and translate now into this problem. What happens when I come home?
That's what I was saying. Like, once your day is over, that's when you're more likely to like fall asleep.
Okay, good. So these guys are saying there must be something that generates the chashash. It's not a natural generation. This is a natural generation of concern. The time comes, right? That's a natural phenomenon built in astronomically. Astronomically is the idea that people go to sleep. What do you call it? This is considered the time for sleeping. But they want something to generate it. They want a phenomenon, something specific to generate the chashash. You understand? This is saying that there's a natural concept of... What? I didn't explain it yet. Hold on. There's a natural period of time where the chashash emerges that's built into Zman. This wants something to generate. Okay? So why would coming home from work generate the chashash?
Because it gives you the opportunity to sleep. Like now you are able to sleep. Nobody sleeps at work.
That's true.
So once you're done with work, it generates the chashash to sleep because you have the opportunity to sleep. You have the time to sleep.
Okay. And what's this guy going to say then? Chachamim.
I'm going to say that it's sleep time.
Well, yeah. That's not a time. It's an action.
No, that, yeah.
It's an action. Meaning what?
Is it when you say, I'm going to go to sleep now, and then you take out the chiller.
Okay. So you're saying that what? Asha's saying good.
It's sleep doesn't necessarily mean that it's... sleep could come before 5 o'clock. It's just whenever you decide that you're going to go to bed, you take off your chiller.
Okay. So what Asha's saying is that... What Asha's saying is actually the tightest way to define this gzera. It's beautiful. Right? What he's saying is that there's no chashash. The chashash can only come into existence when? What? Right, meaning there has to be a causal relationship between the generation of the chashash, right, and what it called, and Shina, right? That has to be a causal link between the two. So what's going to happen? When the guy says, I want to go to sleep now, what's that? That is now doing what? That generates the actual concern, right? But there has to be a causal link, right? That's what you're saying, right? Okay, so what about Riyahu's road? So then, insofar as grouping these guys, these two come together, and their chalm are separate. Chacham really have no true gzera here. What they're saying is that there's no idea of a chashash external. Basically, before a guy goes to sleep, that's when the chashash could emerge. There's no other mechanism for it to emerge other than, I'm about to go to sleep at night. But they're not saying that. What? Hold on. You mentioned the point, Zev. In all these cases, right, they're all solving the same problem. Is the guy taking off his phone before he goes to sleep? So they're all solving that problem. Okay, good. I mean, everyone agrees with that. Right. In other words, we don't want a guy to fall asleep with his tefillin on because of the concern he may kalev. So what do we do? Take it off before you go to sleep. Now the question is, what do we mean take it off before you go to sleep? What does that mean to take it off before you go to sleep? Okay. I agree with you. When the night starts, what they're arguing about is what produces the chashash of falling asleep. The concern is we don't want a guy to fall asleep with his tefillin on. So at what point are we going to say that now the chashash emerges? What? That I agree with that, Chiluk. Zman's easy. But not just night, but when we say night, we're worried about not the Zman, we're worried about him falling asleep. So we're going to say the chashash of him falling asleep happens at night. That's the first guy. Right? Doesn't matter. That Zman is Zman Shina. So you do see, I think what Avi was saying is true. The first guy says what? The first guy says that when is sleep time? Sleep time is nighttime. Right? That's easy. Right? Well, that's the result. But in order to be cautious, you know what we say? We say, from Shkia on is considered sleep time. Okay? It's true, I may not go to sleep at 6 o'clock, but that's considered a zone of sleep time. I'm saying is that if my sleep time starts at Shkia, if that's when sleep time starts, take off your phone before. Okay.
No, I don't see that.
What do you mean? Right, so what Rafi's saying... Mordechai, he's saying the same thing you're saying. You're saying that Yaakov holds it's a din and Zman also. Right? But what's the difference between the Zman of Shkia and the Zman of coming home from work? Okay. That's one way to put it. What else?
Something that may.
What's the point?
There's literally no point. There's no
mitzvah
of wearing it after
Shkia. No. There's an idea of remaining lovish in your tefillin. There's some idea of, let's assume it's a good. Okay? It's good. It's good. Guy still has tefillin on. It's, and I'll even tell you about it. Let's say it's a mitzvah.
You said it wasn't.
Doesn't matter. The point is.
If it's a mitzvah, it's a massive difference.
Then
I'd say sleep.
No. In other words, let's just say there's some benefit to wearing your tefillin on at night. You still know the state of Kedusha. But the point is that it's not built into Laila. It's saying that it's called Zman Shina, not Laila. Laila is, you go, see, that's the point I'm trying to get clear. They're not being clear enough. In other words, right, nighttime isn't the problem. Wear your tefillin at night. You should. The problem is Sheena's a problem. Right, so the first guy is taking the idea of Shina and saying, we're going to equivocate Zman Shina to Zman Laila. Right? The second guy is saying it's also Din and Zman. It's also Din and Zman. But what kind of Zman is it?
Ceasing
from activity.
Or the end of your day.
Right, the end of your day. But that's what? That's a Zman. And what's the third guy saying? So that's a Maisa, meaning the only time when is the Zman? All right, so now the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Hachi. So remember, the Gemara told us beforehand, it told us what? So there's a question of, do we pass like Rav Yaakov, right? So the Gemara says, we do not hold like Rav Yaakov. But what do we see? He was dying at night with tefillin on, right? So we have a problem. Okay. Umi Amar.
Umi Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Hachi. Beha Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So.
Is it true Rabba Bar Rav Huna said this? Right?
Is that talking about when he said average time?
No, it's a question of he was wearing tefillin at night, right? And then we have another issue of passing on Reb Yaakov. Don't worry about the trees so much. The trees, yeah. We'll take a step back and see what the real issue is here, okay? Versus the forest. All right. Safek hashecha. All right. So if it's banish mashas, if it's shkia, what's the halacha? You don't put them on, okay? Meaning if I didn't put on tefillin that day. Sure, but then the Gemara, what does the Gemara care about? The Gemara says, ha. But if it's nighttime, what do you definitely do? Take your tefillin off. Okay, so now you got a problem. Why is this a problem? Because how could Rabbi Bar Avuna wear tefillin at night? If it's clear, if it's nighttime, what do you have to do? No, no. What? No, but he was at Marv. He was not at Marv. It's nighttime. No, Chas v'chalila. No, 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 no. No, no, it's not early Marv. It's Marv. What's early Marv? Is Marv. Hold on, Shabbos is different. Hold on. What do you mean?
He says that you wouldn't take it off, but you weren't
good
off.
During Shkia. Why would he not take
it
off?
Yeah, there's still some day aspect to it. But what do we know for sure? What is the Gemara? Our concern is, what does the Gemara know for sure? At nighttime you take it off, how can he be wearing his tefillin in Rav Yaakov time, which is basically nighttime? How could that be? Right. Okay. But now, what do we care about is this next point. Now comes one of the most interesting issues in tefillin. Okay. The Gemara that says Hassam. Okay. No. So when do you have to take your tefillin off for sure? Erev Shabbos. Okay. Okay. Why? Okay. That's true. But if you took it, no, it doesn't say so. But if you took it off at Shkia on Erev Shabbos, before Shkia on Erev Shabbos, meaning during Banish Mashos, why would that be important to do? Meaning before Shabbos actually starts astronomically. What? Right, so the implication is you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Okay? You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Okay. Why? Okay, so Mike Savar. Interesting. Interesting. So if you want to tell me that what? Then what are you going to have to say? Okay, I know it. Does that make sense? Was I, is everyone hear that? In other words, it's an interesting thing. If you tell me that Lila is the Zman for Tefillin, then what should you also assume? So the Gemara has just created a what? No. But it's created some. Well, it's created some type of comparison that we're supposed to buy into. But what's the basis for saying that Lila and Shabbos are the same? Why would you think that? Without going on the Gemara, why would you think that if you're going to hold that nighttime is his man's film, that Shabbos is also his man's film? Why? Why would you say that?
You're saying there's no such thing as a lot of films, just say there's just a ritual.
Well, you're being too fancy. What? Just simple. Why would you say that?
There's never a time where there's a lot of
tefillin. Good, okay. Because if you say that Lila's man tefillin, if nighttime is for tefillin, which means every day is for tefillin, then you'd have to include Shabbos as well.
But you should read the facts.
I'm not defining it. Why would you treat Shabbos differently? You wouldn't. I agree. But I'm just saying, if you hold it to 24-hour a day phenomenon, then what must it include? Everybody should include Shabbos. Okay. Or, keep going, Khalid.
What do you say?
Okay, but if you said Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin.
That's a nice Socratic logic for you.
Yes, so agreed. Exactly. But if you say there is a limitation on the amount of time you wear Tefillin, right, which let's say Shabbos, then you'd have to say the limitation exists in Lila as well.
This is only before
now,
we're saying...
Now, it's forcing us... Well, it's painting us into a corner. I don't know if we have to say this. We are using some type of Socratic logic, but it doesn't mean we have to say this, right? We could separate... As you see, we could separate Shabbos out from Lila. It's an interesting thing that Gemara wants you to think this. It's one thing we have to understand. Go on. Okay. Now the Gemara says, why? Because whenever we...
I thought it meant that they come from the same source.
Yeah, well, okay, you cheated ahead. In other words, any miut, any exclusion of Shabbos, we're also going to show you is an exclusion by nighttime as well. Why? Because the Torah says, Vishamarta sefukazos. Who is a Valkore? Read it correctly this time?
Yeah.
That's more like it. Miyamim Yamima. What does that mean?
That you should keep this during the day.
The Gemara says Yamim.
Yamim lo leil.
Right? And also?
Days, not night. Miyamim lo kol yamim.
The lo kol yamim, and not all days, which means prat.
Prat, the Shabbos, Miyamim lo, except for Shabbos and Yom.
Do you ever have Yosei Glili?
Okay.
And Rabbi Akiva Omer? Now, I don't care about that. I don't care about why Fuka applies to Pesach. That's a separate issue. That's not our problem. Okay? Good question. But what is the idea? So why should Shabbos be excluded? Why should Shabbos be excluded? So what does the Gemara say? Benafkale. Okay. Isanya. So you would think you could put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yantov. Yachol means you would think. Havamina, you would think you could or should, right? Keep going. So it should be what? An os. Okay, so we're going to ignore the comment made before about this being mystical. There's nothing mystical about it. We have to show halachically what that means. So you have to put an os on your hand, okay? A little bit more. Okay, Shabbos is an os. How do we know Shabbos is an os? Is an os, right? So what the Gemara is saying is a very odd concept. Shabbos, I don't care what that means, but somehow Shabbos is an os. So what would happen if you put your tefillin on Shabbos? Right. Now, does that really make sense? Not because of the idea of Shabbos being some sort of mystical oath. I want to understand, why is it a redundancy? What means a redundancy? So a guy wants to put tefillin on Shabbos. There's no need for it. He can't gain from... Let's say a guy did put tefillin on Shabbos. Is he... What? It's impossible. It's no mitzvah.
It's a lack of it.
A lack of it. What does he say? Basar. So it turns out the guys in Eretz Yisrael would say what?
They would say a bracha when they took off.
Amazing. Now suppose this works out logistically. When would they do that? At the end of the meeting, not when it's, let's say the word shacharis. Not at the end of shacharis, but rather at shkia. Meaning, what would they do? At Shkia time, when they took that tefillin off, they make a bracha. Okay? Can we accept this as a rational possibility? We don't pass like this today. Okay? This should fit in naturally to what we've been saying all along. Why would you say it makes sense to make a bracha when you take a tefillin off at the end of the day? So what is it showing you? It's showing you, to make the bracha, to make this bracha, you'd have to say. You have no choice but to say that what? You're making the bracha because now, what are you doing? Kalev? Yeah. No. Forget the rest of those. What are you doing conceptually? What are you doing?
Because you're going to the next part of Hanukkah.
Right. You're producing another state in the Gavra. That there's a Gavra who wears tefillin, and then there's another kind of Gavra. Halacha recognizes you as somebody who is a not tefillin wearing guy. It's an amazing idea. I do. You're making the bracha because now I'm defining myself as. And that's why the language, exactly. And that's why the language is, what am I doing? I'm following God's chok, the chok of not putting my tefillin on at night. It's beautiful. You're defining yourself that way. It's a raya for what we were saying. Wait, so let's at least define one thing. What would you say the machlokas is to say whether Shabbos, this idea of the redundancy. How do we explain that? Guys, how would you explain that idea? How do you explain the concept of, is tefillin a redundancy on Shabbos or not? I don't want to hear anything mystical. Okay? Nothing mystical. I want to know halachically. Whereas if you're going to tell me there's an idea of an os, so what's the side to say that you should wear tefillin on Shabbos? You're going to you're painting yourself into a corner. You're checkmating yourself. Because what's the side to say, just be clear, everyone agrees that Shabbos is an os. Everyone. Okay? So what's the side to say you could wear tefillin on Shabbos? According to you, you're making a slam dunk argument. You're saying too many osas, right? Osos, right? That's crazy. So what would the other side say? Everyone gets caught up in the redundancy. Zev is making the right first step. It's clear. In other words, the reason why we know chiv that tefillin on Shabbos is because whatever the objective of os is that applies by tefillin, you fulfill on Shabbos, right? In other words, os equals os. So whatever you fulfill during the week with your os on your tefillin, the redundancy is only because you're yotze your os chiv because of Shabbos itself. Now let me ask you a question. But what generates the idea of os on Shabbos? The yom. Oh, the yom generates the os, right? Okay, that's the yom. The Shabbos, the day of Shabbos generates the reality of os. Keep going.
Right. So